We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you're here on this June Sunday morning. And our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Revelation chapter 5, the first few verses. And I want you to listen carefully as I read the first four verses. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And we're told in verse 5 that one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." It's interesting here that that's referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is 100% human and 100% God. As a man and as God, he steps forward to open the seals of the book of Revelation. But what touched me was the response of John. John heard the cry go out. He did not raise his hand. He did not say, I will do it. He was one of the millions of people gathered all around there. The Bible says, in heaven and earth and those under the earth, not one was able to step forward. And he says, "I wept." You know, folks, we need a good dose of reality in the church today. I think sometimes that we start thinking ourselves very highly. We start thinking of ourselves as of having attained some kind of spiritual level or something of that nature. But in that moment in future history, when John saw the millions of people gathered around and the cry went out for someone that was worthy to come and unseal the book, not one individual was worthy. And that thought, including himself in that, overwhelmed him. And yet one of the elders looked at John and said, "Don't weep. Don't weep. Because there is one. There is the God-man, Jesus Christ." And that's the picture that's given to us. There is one that is worthy to unseal that book. Now, what do those seals represent? It represents the end of our world as we know it. The unfolding of the judgments of God upon, and His wrath upon the sin of mankind. But we need to be reminded on a regular basis that we are not worthy, but there is one who is. And that one should be the focal point of your heart and your life. Don't let anything get in the way of your view of Jesus Christ, because He alone is worthy to receive glory and honor and praise and adoration from His creation. And He alone is worthy to open the book. And we need to be reminded of that on a regular basis. I encourage you to read the book of Revelation through at least twice a year, because you need to be familiar with the glory of our Savior and the destruction of this earth, but also the glory of the future for the child of God. There's much to consider, and we want to be a people that looks forward to that time when Jesus Christ rules and reigns.